The Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 16th Psalm we hear, "You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of you. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Creator God, in our daily lives we experience you and know life and the fullness of your joy. As we finish our work this day and return to our loved ones, make us mindful of the gifts they are in our lives and the completeness they bring to them. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibler, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sader, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 10th. Senator from Clay. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 47th day, Wednesday, April 10th, 2013.
Is it?
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved as open, fully read.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Order of business. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, point of personal privilege.
The senator from the 13th has requested a point of personal privilege. Proceed.
Mr. President, I'd like to thank this body and all of our family in this building for their concerns for the folks of the 13th District that were hit by a tornado last night. I'd also like to personally thank the men and women of in our state highway patrol for how they responded. I've received text messages all through the night. Oftentimes we rush back to our district when things like this happen. I am of the mind that there is nothing I can do right now but provide them with information from here and resources, and that my body there in the middle of a street in Hazel would be cumbersome to clean up and in the way. But we were very fortunate that we lost no lives in my district. We have a few injuries. There's much property damages to businesses, and six families lost their homes yesterday, completely lost their homes, and many folks that live in apartments there have great damage. But I hope you keep them all in your prayers for recovery for the city of Hazelwood and Florissant and parts of North St. Louis County. But I really appreciate all the concern from everybody last night and this morning.
Thank you, Senator. Keeping on that same vein, the chair would also like to have a point of personal privilege. And as the senator from the 13th mentioned, we have so many heroes on a daily basis that help us out. And we have a fallen fireman from the senator from the 11th and from my district. His name is Harold Hollingsworth. He lived in Lexington, and he was responding to a fire Sunday night in the Fort Osage Buckner area and died in a car wreck on the way. Harold Hollingsworth of Lexington, his funeral services will be tomorrow at the Lexington High School Gymnasium. And so you all might keep his family in your prayers. Again, our heroes who do so much for us. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd also like to ask for a point of personal privilege.
The senator from the 14th has requested a point of personal privilege.
Last night, I received several phone calls from not only my district, but from other people as well. The tornado not only hit the 13th district, it also hit the 14th district. And there was further damage in Wildwood and other areas. I believe that is the 24th district. And I just want to say that I am very thankful to the St. Louis County residents that not only called, but also the residents who are employees of St. Louis County. County, who let me know that everything was being handled as carefully as possible. One of my own neighbors was in Hazelwood last night through the storm and trying to see how he could be helpful. So I would like to thank all of those people who from the 14th district and other places who raised concern about the tornado that was in our district. And I have to tell you, I've had several different natural disasters in my district over the years. I've had two senior citizens to die. This is the third now tornado that I've had in my district. And it is amazing to see our first responders go out, and they are fearless, and they give of themselves not knowing what they're going to find. So I, too, Mr. President, would like to thank all of those people who have had concern and who are on the front lines every single day.
Thank you very much, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 9th, what purpose? Do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, I would certainly like to introduce some very special people we have here from Kansas City's Municipal Court. Over here to the right, we have Ms. Megan Fannin-Steele, an administrator of the court, court administrator. We have Judge Joe LoCascio, Assistant Prosecutor Marty Means, and Presiding Judge Artie Bland, all here from Kansas City's Municipal Court. And I am delighted to have them here in the Capitol today and would like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senate from the 9th. Thanks for coming to the Capitol. Thanks for coming to the Senate. Have a great day. Further introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order of business of reports of standing committees.
Seeing no objection, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, would you call the senator from Polk on his report?
Senator from Polk is recognized for report of a standing committee. He is not on the floor. Sergeant at Arms, please summons the senator from Polk County.
Mr. President, I have no report to turn in.
Thank you. Senator from Newton.
Would you recognize the senator from the 23rd, please?
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of appointments of the appointments and reappointments has been distributed on the desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the report forward. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Seeing no objection, it will be on one motion for all the candidates. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted that motion. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading Senate bills. 112. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 87, the Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 87 be taken up for third reading.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, may I get an aye?
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 87 be read a third time and finally passed. This bill affects the laws regarding breastfeeding. Its intent is to increase the number of women who breastfeed their babies in Missouri and thereby save the state money because of the advantages that breastfed babies have, and also to change the law regarding jury duty so that women who are breastfeeding will have the ability to be excused from jury duty. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? The senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from Buchanan.
Yes, you will have that opportunity. Senator from Cape, do you have guests?
President, seek unanimous consent to introduce special
Hearing
guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed with your introduction.
Yes, Mr. President, directly behind me in the upper gallery, we're fortunate to have the fourth grade students, their teachers, and parents from Alma Schroeder, Cape Girardeau. They're here to visit their capital and see good government in action. Let's give them a very warm welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from Cape Girardeau from Alma Schroeder Elementary School. Now, the senator from the 14th.
Yes, I would like to inquire of the senator from Buchanan.
Does the senator from Buchanan yield?
Gladly.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you so much, Senator. I wanted to just tell you how much I appreciate you bringing this legislation forward. This is an issue that I've been tracking for some years, and I think that it is time that women have the opportunity to breastfeed in public without any kind of negative concern in the public. So I want to thank you for that, and this is a good day for women throughout this state. So.
Well, thank you, and I just wish that you had felt the same way about my amendment yesterday.
Orange amendment.
But I have decided to look into creating the Corange Foundation, and the job of the Corange Foundation will be to, wait for it, spread the word.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from 23rd.
President, may I inquire the senator from the 24th?
Does the senator from the 24th yield?
Gladly.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. My inquiry is not on this bill, but, you know, you weren't on the floor prior to us going to third read. Wanted to ask you, there have been some interesting developments this week, and this morning I read that President Obama is asking Congress to, through his budget process, to delay the cuts, the dish payment cuts to hospitals. And Senator, I know that's something that you have been out front on in calling for the federal government to do that, and wanted to know if you were aware of that information.
Well, no, actually, that made my morning. I'm not here to say that, you know, our concurrent resolution had anything to do with the president changing his opinion, but it was clear to me and all of us, actually, because I know that most of us voted for this resolution, that would be a good use of everyone's time and energy this year would be to delay the phase out of the dish payment. So is it a delay by a year, or do you know?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Well,
The rhetoric that we've been hearing where hospitals will be closing, I guess that won't be happening.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The governor spent some time with us earlier this week. And interesting, because he thought that morning that was an impossibility, that he didn't think it was even a good use of any of his time that he tried to convince the administration to pursue that path. I know he mentioned he had a conference call later that day with Director of HHS Sebelius, so maybe he decided to change his mind and lobby for that push out of that phase down, and maybe he was successful. So, well, that's great news, Senator. I think that's a good way as we come through the end of the session. It's good to know that our rural hospitals won't be faced with the loss of those dish dollars. It sounds like until maybe 2015.
Yeah, and I think your message, our message, has been that we not move too quickly on this, that
there's so much more to learn. There's so much to be gained by watching to see how this goes forward or doesn't go forward. And I think there's no better example than this one this morning. The concern that all the Missourians had about our rural hospitals, well, it's a nice morning. Hopefully the president's successful in convincing his majorities in the Senate that, in fact, that phase down should be pushed back. And that's good news for our hospitals,
yeah,
for sure.
You know, we don't think that these non-binding resolutions that we offer ever really, that they fall on deaf ears. Apparently, that's not always the case, Senator. And you apparently have a pipeline to the White House. And,
very good, Senator.
So thank you.
Thank you.
For what purpose is Senator from Andrew rise?
President, I'd like to inquire the Senator of the 24th.
Does the Senator yield? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. To follow up on the conversation of the Senator from the 23rd, I also saw a news clip this morning where they've also now requested almost $4.5 billion to fund the setup of the insurance exchanges.
Right.
And the original estimate was $1.5 billion.
Yeah,
so it's three times what they thought it would cost.
And actually, that's not even to build all the exchanges.
That's only to do 26, if I remember
the article
that I read.
I mean, look, this is, there was interesting testimony, I think it's in a Senate committee hearing in D.C. this week, where Senator Rockefeller, who was one of the architects of Obamacare, suggested that never before has the federal government ever entered into anything so complex as this, and that includes introducing the federal tax code, that this is the most extraordinary undertaking that the government's ever, you know, taken on. And, you know, his concern is if it's not right from the very beginning, that it'll only get worse. You know, and a deadline, I'm really interested to see what's going to happen on October 1st. That's when the exchanges are supposed to go live. You know, they haven't even set up the call centers yet to answer all the calls they're going to get on that first day when people go to the website to actually pick out their health care insurance. I don't know if you saw this, Senator. Did you see how many people have to be hired just to facilitate call centers in California? Have you seen that number yet?
I have not.
21,000 people will have to be hired. That's the first estimate, and those estimates are always low. So think about it. It's whatever, April 11th. The call centers are supposed to be up and running October 1st. They have not hired 21,000 people yet. That's the estimate of people they think they need to hire. And that's just for California's exchanges, which, by the way, they're building their own exchange. And so, Senator, I think it's going to be a really interesting thing to watch. I think Missouri's best course of action is to patiently watch and understand and see how this unfolds, and we'll come back next year with a lot more information than we have today.
No, I think you're right, Senator. I think that we've now seen even the federal government acknowledge that the course they're on, they can't meet those marks. We understand from a financial perspective that what they thought was the insurance piece was going to cost was going to be substantially more just to do 26 states, let alone all the states. And I think that the final piece of this that we need to make sure that we as a body continue to work through is, as we are watching this unfold at the federal level, I think we need to start some discussion at the state level about real reform and what structure do we believe a Medicaid system going forward needs to look like. Whether we do anything based out of what's coming out of Washington, the simple fact still remains, the Medicaid system we have today is broken. We are not delivering care in the most efficient or effective way possible, and we can't even sustain the long-term growth of our current model. And so no matter what, we are going to have to restructure even what we do today.
Well, I agree, Senator. I think the best use of our time when we finish up here in the middle of May is to focus our energies and attention on that and come back here next year with a lot more information about what's going on at the federal level and also a plan to help sustain and improve our system that we have it today.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Buchanan? You wish to be heard?
I wish to inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator, before you do that, we'll get to that. May I do an introduction?
Yes.
Unanimous consent. Many of you have heard of this distinguished Southeast Missouri prosecutor, Russ Oliver. On behalf of the senator from Butler, he is his constituent, I'd like to introduce Russ Oliver, Stoddard County prosecuting attorney, who filed the lawsuit a little over a month ago on the data sharing issue in the Boot Heel. Russ Oliver, and is doing great legal work. Let's welcome him to the University. Some of you senators should take the opportunity to go meet him and visit. Senator from Buchanan, you seek to inquire of the senator from the 24th?
Yes. I do, yield.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And I have just a little different slant on the federal government agreeing to withhold the DISH payments for a year. I really applaud the work that you did with that resolution, but I've been trying to get an understanding out there of the fact that hospitals are getting paid now for caring for the uninsured, and it's buried in the insurance premiums we all pay, and we call that the cost shift. And that under the federal exchange, they are going to get paid for the care that they provide under the exchange, and in essence, it will mean that they will get double paid in spite of the DISH reduction. I mean, you agree with that?
Senator, I understand where you're going, but I would just suggest that we just kind of wait and see what happens. Okay, so what you're referring to is that what you're suggesting is that in fact we will go forward in October. We will go forward in 2014 with the implementation of federal exchanges and, quite frankly, the illegal flow of subsidies to people who buy healthcare in the federal exchanges. It's clear in the Affordable Care Act that those subsidies are only supposed to go.
Right. Now you're right. Seeing what I'm pointing out. You're seeing what I'm seeing.
Yep.
And the thing about it is that the administration here has been saying, this is for sure going to happen. These federal exchanges, the money will flow through, the tax credits. And I think that the hospitals, know that maybe it isn't such a sure thing. Because the deal is that if the money flows through, then putting off the DISH payments is even more double profit for the hospitals. I mean, putting off the reduction, because now they'll get paid under the exchange and the DISH too. So I think this may be a tacit admission by the federal government that maybe they might not be in such firm footing with regard to the money flowing through the federal exchanges. What do you think?
Senator, I think not a day goes by when, if you pay close enough attention to what's coming out of both the administration itself and from Congress, they recognize. There's no one that thinks this is going to work other than the Department of Health and Human Services itself. These are extraordinary contracts that have been awarded to private companies to build these exchanges. The cost of these contracts are extraordinary. I mean, the cost of these exchanges are extraordinary. But even those that are trying to meet that deadline are suggesting that it's going to be an impossibility. If you've had a chance, I'm sure you have, Senator, because you're so in depth on this issue. If you've ever seen the flow chart with all the Venn diagrams on them to suggest where all the data has to flow for this exchange to work, you're asking the exchange to interface with state databases, federal databases, databases that are on different platforms, different operating systems, and there has not even been a beta test yet. So anyone that has gone through things like, changing your technology or merger, they know that you beta test a new platform months and months in advance before you actually press the button and go live. And Senator, I'm of the opinion that we are going to continue to see a series of deadlines pushed back. I would not be shocked in the least if the entire rollout of the exchanges is pushed back an entire year. Look, what's supposed to be happening right now is this law supposed to be, it should be relitigated, it should be fixed. The proponents of ACA never proposed it the way the Robert Supreme Court ruled. That's the law of the land, not what was proposed and passed in 2010. But the law of the land is the law as interpreted by the Robert Supreme Court. This Congress, this President should be relitigating that legislation. They're politicizing it. My guess is they're probably going to push implementation completely out to 2014, and they're going to run on the dream that is universal health care, not the nightmare that is Obamacare. The sooner it starts to work, the sooner they try to make it work, the sooner the public will understand it's a disaster. This administration doesn't want that to be something that's in fresh in people's minds before the midterm elections. So, Senator, I think what we learned this morning was just another deadline got pushed back, and you watch over the summer, all the other deadlines are going to get pushed back. The small business exchange, they've been told, small businesses have been told, instead of a choice, they're going to have but one plan to choose from next year. So some of the biggest cost savings from that aspect of it. You've got Democrats in the Senate that are voting against the medical device tax. Every single day that goes by, the cost estimates of this increase, and the more and more the public realizes this is a train wreck, it's a disaster. So, Senator, the best course of action for this state is to watch this unfold, to push where we can push, like we did for DISH payments, and to make the best, not short-term decision, but the best long-term decision for this state, for both those most in need of care, and then the best long-term fiscal decision, financial decision we can make for the state of Missouri.
Well, I agree with you completely, and I thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Buchanan on third reading? Seeing none, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 87, an act relating to breastfeeding. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibler, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the ninth. Senator from the second. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Polk. Senator from Andrew. Senator from Clay. Senator from Boone. Senator from Lewis. By your vote of 30 aye, 4 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 275, the senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 275 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 275 would allow a customer of an electric company that is not now eligible to receive monetary incentive offered by the company for an energy efficiency program if their customers received a tax credit or low-income housing or historic preservation credit. This bill would allow them to take advantage of the energy programs.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator from 13th is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator renews her motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill Number 275, an act relating to utility regulation. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Lauger. Lamping. Lavoda. Libla. McKenna. Munslinger. Nasheed. Nieves. Parson. Pierce. Richard. Romine. Roop. Sater. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. Votes aye. Senator from Green. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 9th. By your vote of 34 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 357, Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, seeking consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Yes, I'd like to introduce Cape Christian School. They have 11 students here. They're from Cape Girardeau, fourth graders, and they also have their teacher, Crystal Ritchie. They're in the upper gallery directly behind me. Let's give them a nice welcome.
Would the guests of the senator from Cape Girardeau please rise and be welcomed by the Senate. Senator from Cape Girardeau, I think your bill, no, I'm sorry, Senator from St. Genevieve, your bill. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 357. You have heard the motion of the Senator from St. Genevieve. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The bill is before us, Senator from St. Genevieve.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Bill 357 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill is a fix for the rental of heavy equipment. Two pieces are fixed. It takes it from a five-day notice for a lien notice to 15 days, and it also removes the language that requires them to have the contractual amount in their lien notices. With that, I'll answer any questions or close.
The senator from St. Genevieve has moved that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 357 be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the Senator from Boone if he's not occupied?
Does the Senator from Boone yield?
I do, Mr. President.
He does proceed.
Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
I've talked to you before, and we've talked some on the problem with special laws. And
mm-hmm. I know that's an issue for you, yes.
Right, and the issue.
Mr. President, can we get some quiet in the chamber, please? Thanks. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
We need some order in the chamber so that the senators can hear each other in the debate. Proceed, senators.
And we're on Senate substitute for Senate Bill, let's see, 357,
mm-hmm.
which at least has, in some of the descriptive terms, the appearance of special laws. I guess I want your opinion. You know, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at what the courts have said in the past about special laws, and the senator's bill actually includes a number of communities, and an additional community was even added onto it, which I'm thinking means that it's, because it's not confined to just one area, it's probably not a special law. And Senator, I'm wondering if you have a legal opinion on whether or not that does, in fact, keep us from being unconstitutional.
I'm looking for the language that...
Just the right there. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator, I think I've gotten up on the wrong bill.
Okay.
Excuse the inquiry.
I was just going to say, I didn't know that. I thought 357 applied to everybody. So
Senator has just informed me that I got up on the wrong bill. Hold that question.
I will hold that thought, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Okay.
We are on the motion of the senator from St. Genevieve. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. The senator from St. Genevieve renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 357 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 357, an act relating to statutory liens against real estate. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 99, Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 99 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the senator from the 4th. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
As those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us. Senator from the 4th.
This is the bill that we passed recently that makes the public administrator in the city of St. Louis appointed position instead of an elected position. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
The senator from the 4th moves that Senate Bill 99 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 4th renews his motion that Senate Bill 99 be declared a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 99, an act relating to public administrators. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Bart. Votes aye. Senator from Johnson. You are recorded as an aye. Senator from Franklin. You are not recorded. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 342, Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 342 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Polk. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 342 be read a third time and finally passed. Thank you, Mr. President. We heard this bill, I think, yesterday or the day before, and it had to do with agriculture loans.
Currently, back in 2008, the legislation passed a piece trying to help agriculture loans through crop or livestock, and it had a $40,000 ceiling in it. Frankly, nobody used it. It's never been used since the existence of it, and it changes that number from $40,000 to $100,000, simply, I think, because of the cost of livestock or cost of equipment. What it does is guarantees half of the note for the bank if the loan should go south, is what it has. But nobody's used that. I think part of the reason is, too, it's probably a little bit more bureaucracy maybe than the financial institutions went to, I don't know, or wanted to go through. I don't know. But if it would help someone to get an agriculture loan, I'd like to see it tried. If it doesn't work at this figure, then it's probably something that needs to go away. Probably not Minnesota.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th.
Fire the senator from Polk.
Does the senator from Polk yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I got a question or two. I was remiss when you were perfecting this bill. I didn't have an opportunity to ask a question. So, is the state government guaranteeing half of the bank loan? Is that what we're doing?
It is.
That is what we're doing. So it's Missouri state government guaranteeing. They're mitigating the risk of the bank. Is that what they're doing?
Yep. In the bottom line, that's what's it.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Polk renews his motion that Senate Bill 342 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 342, an act relating to agriculture loans. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Pearls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson,
by your vote of 27 aye, 7 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 257, Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 257 be brought before the body.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Clay. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 257 be read a third time and placed on its final passage. Senate Bill 257 we perfected yesterday. This is the Port Improvement District bill that allows Clay County, the Kansas City portion of Clay County, to participate in the Port Improvement District, which previously they had been carved out of. Also, we added some language to the previous version of the Port Authority bill that requires tax refunds on a pro rata basis once the project is completed, also sunsets the tax once the project is completed, and changes the public notice section. If the Port Authority owns all of the land, they don't need to mail themselves a notice of what they want to do with it. Clearly, they already know what they want to do with it. So that's what's in the bill, and I renew my motion.
The senator from Clay moves that Senate Bill 257 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
President, I close.
The junior senator from Clay renews his motion that Senate Bill 257 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 257, an act relating to port improvement districts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
By your vote of 34 aye, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 267, Senator from Franklin.
I move that Senate Bill 267 be brought before the body.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Franklin. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 267 be read for the third time and placed upon its final passage. Senate Bill 267, you may remember, Mr. President, if nothing else, was a great example of how the Senate handles legislation. This is the 29th rendition of this bill, and it received a great amount of discussion. And after much work and much yielding on the part of all the concerned parties, we have a final product that was perfected yesterday. So, Mr. President, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill 267 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill 267 be read a third time and declared finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 267, an act relating to the laws of other countries. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 14th, as an aye.
Aye to a no.
It will be changed. By your vote of 24 aye, 9 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Would you mind halfway hanging out for a second?
Sure.
Are we going to go to House bills for third?
Present. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from the second.
President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has a report.
Please send your report forward. It's no game show host voice this morning, I know. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 403, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 373, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill 327, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 304, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 303, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 251, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies are furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 245, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 170, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 118, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 67, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bills have been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 57, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 251 and Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 373 to the Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
Those bills will be so referred. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of second reading of House bills.
Second reading of House bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 152.
House Bill 152, an act relating to school officers.
Education. House Bill 581.
House Bill 581, an act relating to the designation of memorial highways.
Transportation and infrastructure. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 169.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 169, an act relating to court cost funds.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, House Bill 316.
House Bill 316, an act relating to the Division of Tourism Supplemental Revenue Fund.
Appropriations, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 168.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 168, an act relating to residency at public institutions of higher education.
Veterans Affairs and Health. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 446 and 211.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 446 and 211, an act relating to real estate loans.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 315.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 315, an act relating to prescription eye drop refills.
Small Business. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 46.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 46, an act relating to aerial surveillance.
General Laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 134.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 134, an act relating to school safety.
Education. House Bill 42.
House Bill 42, an act relating to prohibition on certain policies that infringe on private property rights.
General Laws.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will, without objection, will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from the 14th. No. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Republican Caucus will meet in the Senate lounge immediately upon adjournment for a brief meeting. Thank you.
Senator from the 14th.
Yes, Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, I have some very special guests here today. They are here for the UM St. Louis Rally Day. They are Deanne Porter and Alice Floros and Elise Little, Rashad Mungo, Glenn Cole, Aaron Burnson, DeAndre Braddix. If the body would please give them a warm welcome, we would be delighted.
Would the guests of the Senator from the 14th please rise and be welcomed by the Senate? Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health will have immediately upon adjournment a short executive session in the Pershing Gallery.
Okay. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce that I have guests. Is that the proper way to do it?
Well, I think it would be ask for unanimous consent for the introduction of guests.
That's what I'd like to do.
Okay. Hearing no objection, proceed.
We have a great group here from Richmond High School Community and Leadership class. Betsy Marshall is their teacher. They are somewhere around this place, and so we'd like to welcome the great kids from Richmond.
Would the guests of the Senator from Johnson please rise and be welcomed by the Senate, wherever they are. Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Was the announcement already made? We're having a brief caucus meeting. So we'll come in, because I announced earlier we would come back into appropes about 15 minutes after adjournment. We'll come back into appropes about 15 minutes after the caucus meeting.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Further announcements. Announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned till 4 p.m. Monday, April 15th, 2013.
The Senator from Newton has moved that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on tax day, Monday, April the 15th, 2013. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April the 15th, 2013.